Well, good morning. It's morning somewhere. It's 12:50 p.m. on Friday, April the 7th, of course. Must be. Oh, I don't have things turned off. Turn off that, turn on airplane mode. There we go. All right, I think that's working. Looks good. Okay. So I started to do the walk at 11. It's almost one. I got sidetracked by lunch and setting bread together. I'm trying a sponge method, which is you take half your flour and all the water and the yeast, and you mix it up, and it makes a really thick batter. And then you let that rise. So it's rising. I had some lunch. I left the sponge rising. When I get back, I have to put the rest of the flour in it. So we'll see how this works. I've been having trouble with my bread. The yeast, the loaves come out of the oven with big holes at the top of the loaf. They're not spread uniformly, they're just sort of hanging at the top of the loaf. And so I need to see if I can do a couple things. One, it may be that I'm not kneading it enough, so I'm not creating the matrix that I need. The body of the bread is too loose to hold the yeast, to hold the gas that the yeast expels. Or I'm overproofing, which is possible. It's not likely. Underproofing is apparently a more common problem. It may be too wet, which is okay for some breads, but not for the bread I'm trying to make. So, yeah, I've noticed that the loaves have pockets of yeast showing up on the tops. And I break those before I put it in the oven. I probably should split the loaves. Use a sharp knife and run down through, scoring the crust a little bit. So I'm going for a 50% hydration on this batch of bread, which is a little bit less than I've been doing. I've been doing 2 and a quarter cups of water to about 1,500 grams of flour, or 6 cups, a little bit. And so I started weighing things today. Let's see if I can't make a better loaf of bread. Not that anybody is complaining about my bread. The reason that I have to bake again today is that we go through 2 loaves of bread every other day. We go through a loaf a day. So I make two, unless I'm right on top of it. We eat most of the first loaf the day I bake it. So I'm trying to get ahead of it a little bit and bake some bread today. Or at least get it ready to bake. I can always put it in the fridge and let it mix it up, knead it, create the loaves, and then put the loaves in the fridge overnight to chill and to really slow down the proofing process and give the yeast a chance to kind of build a little flavor in the bread, a little more flavor. Ow, back hurts. That's because I'm walking hunched over. If I stand up straight, let's see if I can stand up straight. Oh my God. Ugh. Okay. So I think I've solved the plug problem as it relates to the recording. We'll know in a day or two. I found what I think is a Bluetooth transmitter that will sync to my phone and take the microphone input and just plug it into a jack, and in theory it will transmit what comes out of the mic, goes into the microphone, over to the phone, as if it were a Bluetooth microphone, which is really what I want. So we'll see. We'll see. I'll know. In theory, it'll be delivered tomorrow, but whether it'll be delivered before or after I go for the walk, I don't know. We'll see. A lot will depend on whether or not I can walk tomorrow. I don't know if what the weather looks like for tomorrow. Today is beautiful. It's 60 degrees, clear blue sky. There's enough of a little cool little breeze that wearing two sweatshirts doesn't seem to bother me this afternoon. I'm having trouble with enunciation. If you haven't noticed, part of it is because of my dry mouth. Part of it is because I'm missing teeth. Before they would let me have the treatment for the cancer, they pulled three teeth out of the back corner of my mouth where they were iffy to begin with. But at the point where they weren't really contributing a whole lot other than to the shape of my mouth. And as a result, they're gone now. There's nothing. I'm missing top and bottom, the last two teeth. But that includes the wisdom teeth. So it's not like I don't have any teeth on that side of my mouth, but it's enough of a change that I'm having to pay close attention to my diction and I don't always, which is what makes me sound like I'm slurring a little bit. It's because of the gap in the side of my mouth. On the inside, there's a gap in my head, but that's kind of on the inside. So I'm still playing Ark. I'm still enjoying Ark. I've started a playthrough on the Genesis 2 map. I bought the Genesis pack, I don't know, some time ago, sometime last year, or maybe even earlier. I've had it sitting there for a while, but never really gave it much thought. And now that I've actually made some progress in the regular game, I thought, well, let's give this a take. I got characters that don't have anything to do. Survivors that don't have a mission. So yeah, trying it out, seeing how it looks. I'm having fun with it. I'm learning new stuff about the game. It's a different kind of game. It's not exactly the same. I'm a little upset that they're coming out with Ascension and wiping out everything that came before. And I don't have any confidence that they're going to roll it out on Linux immediately. Although they might. And nothing else, if nothing else, I can still keep playing it as I have been without any difficulty. And honestly, it's quite fun just as it is. The bugginess is a little bit tedious, but bugginess comes with the territory. I have a bit of a bug with LibreOffice. When I start playing with comments in my word processing files, every once in a while LibreOffice will just crash. Just doop, gone. I'm not exactly sure why, but it does that. Oh, here's my table. Let me set this down and get a drink. There, much better. I hear little birds chirping. I'm not sure what kind of little birds, but I hear them chirping off in the distance. Ah, there. I picked a new channel on my Pandora today. I've been listening to, I have a channel that does Doors, and I have one that does Oingo Boingo, and I have the new alternative pop music, whatever that, no, new alternative music, that's not pop, it's alternative, which is, The Doors has Led Zeppelin, I'm coming up on it, get ready to sit with me, long post, has Led Zeppelin and Rolling Stones, and I should have added, I haven't added yet, but I maybe will. I may add Jethro Tull to that. I get Men at Work, sometimes I get Duran Duran. But I was looking for something different, and on the channel I was listening to, I got the Mexican radio. And I thought, well, that could be fun. I wonder if there's a Mexican radio channel. So, yeah, I found a salsa channel. There's a Latin genre, and I picked salsa, and it was fun. I have no idea what they're singing about, other than it sounds like a lot of fun. There's a lot of marimba, there's a lot of drum, there's a lot of syncopated rhythms. It's salsa, it's dance music. So it moved me along quite nicely. I may have to add one to my download queue. I have, I set up VLC on the old new machine, and downloaded some techno streams, the links to techno streams. So when I open those links, VLC will play the stream for me, which is nice. I renamed them all so I know which one is which. Otherwise they just come out with some generic numbered name, download X. So I renamed them, so I know what it is they are. And then I moved them off to their own directory, so they're easy to find. Works out pretty good. Works out pretty good. But maybe I'll put a salsa channel in there. I get the links from Shoutcast, directory.shoutcast.com, and download the link. I listen to them there using the browser for the see if I like them, and then if I really like them, then I'll download the link and then I can use them whenever I want without having to go to Shoutcast first. I'm a little shy about streaming audio at this point. I'm okay now. We've got a new month. But the end of March, I got a warning from my cable provider, Xfinity, that I'd used 75% of my monthly bandwidth allotment. And I'm pretty sure most of it had to do with multiple downloads of Arc Survival, trying to get it to run on my Linux machine. I downloaded a lot. To be fair, I did not download 500 gigabytes. That was... I downloaded about 650 total, but it was all condensed, compressed, and unzipped itself once it came down, I guess. But looking through the games on that are Linux based on Steam, there are a few. There are quite a large number of games that I know I'm played on. I was playing, what was it? There's a freight, an ocean freight. What is it called? Ocean something. It's an ocean game where you buy ships and trade goods, and not knowing any better, I opened it under Linux on my laptop and it worked fine. But according to Steam, it doesn't run under Linux. So I suspect that a lot of what I need to do is, if it says it's supported by Linux, then it does. But if it's a game I want to play, and I have a lot of games. Well, no, I don't. I have maybe 15 or 20 games in my catalog, most of which I will never play again. Factorio, I might, but that's Linux. Satisfactory, probably won't. There was another one that was like Satisfactory. The replayability of it was just, you know, I went through, played a little bit, and it's like, I've got Peraspora, but I don't. It was too clunky. Didn't like it. Every few days, I go through the discovery queue to see if there's anything I like. The kicker is that I just bought, like, in January, well, February, I just bought the Horizon Dawn package. It was like 50%. It was half off, and I thought, well, I might play that one day. So I bought it. I haven't installed it. And I don't know if it'll run under Linux. I'll have to install it to find out. I might be able to run it under Wine. I might be able to do it using a computer trick. You never know. You never know. Because, I mean, some of the stuff works just fine. The ocean... Oh, transoceanic? Something like that. It came out with a version 2 that I did not buy because it looked like pants. It looked just terrible. It's like, this is not the way I want to play this game. It's sort of like Ark 2, which is going to use a completely different combat mechanic. The combat mechanic for one of the games, like Elden Ring or something. And those, where you have to hit the right combination of keys in order to do the fancy Dan roll and twist and punch and kick combination. And I'm like, nah, I don't have the interest to go to the trouble of trying to learn it. It's just, what is it called? Dead Souls? Something like that. I just don't have that. I'm happy with my real simple combat mechanic. You aim the bow, you shoot the bow. You wave the sword. Sword hits if you're close enough. If it doesn't, you're not close enough. I'm a simple man. I have simple needs. Give me some good dinosaurs and a map to play on. And the only thing I haven't done is build anything on Genesis. I put down a bunch of foundations so that I can use some of the equipment that requires a floor to put on. But there's no real reason to build anything other than the satisfaction of having built it, which is a significant positive in my mind. But I'm still learning how this map works. It's very different from all the other maps. So I haven't spent any time building. I've been scoping out places where I could build. Let's see how it works out. Look at that. I am back at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.